Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting 7th. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Gaston covering. Safe. Haas moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Kramer moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. McNair reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to second with Appling covering, to double up McNair. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Gregory now pitching. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mahaffey for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas bunts towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan juggles the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Dykes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Athletics. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. McNair moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Fox scores. McNair moves to third. Heving moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Athletics. Art Evans now pitching. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahaffey takes first base on ball 4. McNair scores. Heving moves to third. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to third. Evans moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barry scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Athletics. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kerry Self now playing third base. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Evans covering, for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Athletics. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mahaffey strikes out. 2 outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Funk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Funk. Haas moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Art Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evans takes first base on ball 4. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards the mound. Mahaffey catches it and throws to first to double up Evans. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive towards third. Self reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Self moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blue strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Self moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Heving hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans strikes out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mahaffey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Kramer steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Kramer scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Athletics. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Art Evans. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Funk takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.